Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
And evidently, someone went missing in China, and they've now been discovered or whatever. And this person is praising the police officers who detained him, which is definitely a normal reaction, right, for someone who has been detained to come out saying, you know what, that was a really pleasant experience.
I'm curious if he's being, like, if his family's being detained and threatened. Like, what? Who? Where? If this happened in a foreign country, right, like, then we'd be very, very suspicious.
It did happen in a foreign country.
Okay, then I'm suspicious.
I'm as suspicious as I am when it happens in the United States.
So,
but as far as I know, the people who get released from Gitmo haven't come. The few, very few people who have been released from Gitmo haven't come out.
Still in Gitmo? Let's check that out.
There are still running of people still being tortured.
And I don't think that's exactly, you know, public information, Mark. I don't think the State Department website lists who's in Gitmo.
Probably not, but I know the people have been watching it for a long time.
It does have some names.
Like the public terrorists, like, you know, the big boogeymen.
Yeah. Well, the supposed big boogeymen, we'll never know because they're not getting trials.
That's a good point. So this is from thedailycaller.com, and it took place in China. Li Zihua was one of several Chinese journalists who disappeared after reporting on the Chinese government's cover-up of a coronavirus outbreak. He was last seen on February 26 when he live-streamed authorities entering his apartment, the Committee to Protect Journalists noted. Zihua said he wasn't charged with any crimes but was forcibly detained without any electronics until March 28th, according to The Guardian's translation of a video he posted on YouTube Wednesday. Zihua reportedly said that he had been spending time with his family since his release. And the video here is just of him wearing a t-shirt against a white background. He's not looking too happy. Throughout the whole time, the police acted civilly and legally, making sure I had rest and food. They really cared about me, Zihua said, according to The Guardian. The British paper noted that Zihua took a much more patriotic tone than he did before his arrest.
Shocking.
May God bless China and the people of the world unite, Zihua is reported as saying. Zihua worked as an anchor for a Chinese state television channel before he resigned in February and began independently reporting on the coronavirus outbreak.
And his report was that the government was not handling it well.
It was covering it up.
And now he praises the government after having been detained by the government.
I guess they were very convincing. You know, I mean, maybe
so
he
this guy's
wrong.
A doctor or a journalist.
He was an anchor for Chinese state television.
I see. Sorry about that. I'm trying to figure this out.
It's all right, Mark. I know you're getting up there in the age, so, you know, we got to repeat things for you. At least you're not running for president.
So I'm just thinking maybe, you know, if this guy's an upstanding and useful member of society, maybe there's another country he can go to where they would experience more freedom. And maybe that country should welcome him. Rather than having to go here where it's obvious he's being used as a puppet for the Chinese government, right?
Why would he want to come to the U.S. when cops regularly shoot people and dogs and pepper spray them and, you know, keep them detained without cause for, I think it was like more than 72 hours? And the Chinese cops, at least they said they allowed him to have rest. They allowed him to have food.
You'll get rest and food in a U.S. jail.
They let him hang out with his family. So isn't that nice?
It is nice. I would say, if I'm talking to Chinese people, the first thing they talk about is all those guns that are in America. They're like, what? You people are nuts.
Really?
Yeah, they can't believe it. But there are two places on Saipan, which is the closest American soil to China. where you can fire guns. Like there's two gun ranges there, and the Chinese are there all the time. They want to use a gun for the first time.
That's not surprising, given the state of the Chinese government. But they don't understand that gun ownership is what keeps our government from being as bad as theirs.
Oh, I suspect not. I don't think any place around thinks that, no. And I don't think gun ownership is what makes our government any better than any other. I mean, you know, like, honestly, people who are sufficiently oppressed can't be ruled.
I don't know.
Okay.
There's the Uyghur population there in the...
They sure are going after those folks.
Province.
Yeah.
And, they're certainly being
ruled. It's a shame nobody will stand up for them, but sadly, you know.
Saudi Arabia is not standing up for them. Pakistan isn't.
No.
The United Arab Emirates, none of them have anything to say about the millions of Muslims being tortured in China. Because, you know, then how will they sell their oil to China?
It's true.
Or as of late, how will they pay China to take their oil because they don't know what they're doing to the extent that they managed to push oil down to a negative dollar figure a few days ago.
I hear it's a good idea to buy an old oil tanker and just fill it full of oil right now.
Will the payment you get for storing the oil pay for the oil tanker?
Well, presumably if you're going to buy a tanker, then you could sell a tanker at some value. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I've just heard the idea. I don't have any idea. I'm not going to do it. I can tell you that. I'm surprised there aren't places that people could just pump oil in the ground. I mean, the United States has the strategic oil reserves. Why not just buy this oil? Why doesn't the U.S. government just take delivery of all of this oil, fill up the strategic reserves, and go from there?
I don't know.
I don't either.
But in other news,
Donald Trump was a businessman.
Things in certain places in the United States, they may not be as bad as they are in China, but they're certainly working on it. Police in Westport, Connecticut said that they will be testing a pandemic drone that can scan the body temperatures of residents to determine if they have fevers or other health symptoms in an effort to combat the coronavirus.
Does it say what model of drone it is? Because I hear that the Chinese, I think like DJI or one of the main drone manufacturers is based out of China. And I saw in it was actually cable news Tucker Carlson show that the Chinese government are giving U.S. police departments drones to use against U.S. civilians. So I wonder if this is from China also.
It doesn't state. Well, yes, it does. Aerospace company Dragonfly announced in a news release that the drones will be equipped with a specialized sensor and computer vision systems that can display heart and respiratory rates. So the police in Connecticut, in Westport, Connecticut, are just going to be flying around drones monitoring your respiratory rate, your heart rate, and your temperature.
Mostly, I would say that my biggest problem with this is how they're going to fund it. Right?
That's your biggest problem with
this?
Yes,
it is. I, in fact, don't see any particular problem with a group of people determining what people outside's body temperature is. Is it
a group of people who aren't the police? I would agree.
Oh, I realize you have your biases. Okay, so
yes, I have biases against people who will shoot me if I don't obey them. I am indeed biased against people who threaten my life.
At this point, there's no proposal for obedience to this. It's just like, hey, looks like you've got a fever. You know,
return home. No, bang.
I don't see that as...
There are people already in the United States, or at least there were, who were being forcibly quarantined at home by police.
Yeah.
And if they had refused to comply, the police would have shot and killed them like police do.
So if CVS gets drones and flies them around and says, hey, we're having a sale on drugs that might help you with your fever, it's okay?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Because if they were like, hey, you look like you have coronavirus, you need to go home, I can give that drone the finger without worrying about, you know, someone dropping a bomb on me or shooting me in the head.
They should really, like, be able to, like, tag you with a paintball gun. Fever.
I would go for that if I can shoot them back.
Go ahead. I'm willing to trade a drone for every person wandering around with a fever right now.
So they're mostly concerned about who could be infective and how widespread the disease is. One way is to look for underlying symptoms like fever, respiratory rates, and things like that. So that's pretty much it. Westport is the epicenter for the virus outbreak in Connecticut.
I'm going to get me one of these temperature guns and just start scanning my friends.
Why? You might as well, right?
We're not going to be friends for long if you do that.
855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Find out about your common law rights. Move about the land freely in your personal conveyance or on foot. Know what to say if stopped by a man or woman in a costume and proceed safely on your way. Also, find out how to lawfully keep all the money you make free of tax. Protect your liberty and freedoms in a peaceful and lawful way by adding William Stenson 60 at yahoo.com to your Skype contacts. And let's talk free on Skype. That's William Stenson 60 at yahoo.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
And the next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe. And instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and Fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. But there's no need to wait. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes that allow anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at diviproject.org. That's diviproject.org. Now, in response to the coronavirus, the government has been a bit overbearing. And we discussed earlier when...
A bit overbearing. I'd hate to see what a lot overbearing is, Aria.
I would agree. But I think even most Americans agree that this response is a bit... And I don't even think most is right, because most Americans are in support of the lockdown, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. It's unfortunate. This is the end of freedom in this country as we know it.
Well, it could be. But Americans do seem to be standing up for their freedoms, admittedly in some strange ways, like blocking hospital entrances and things like that. But whatever.
Well, I don't know if that was staged or not. There's a lot that seems somewhat suspicious about that video. I think you're referencing that video, right? Yeah.
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 So in California, they're banning protests.
Yeah, it's the California Highway Patrol, which is famous from some sort of a TV series or something. Bans.
How old are you?
Bans protests. I vaguely know who Eric Estrada is. He's a discount George Lopez. California Highway Patrol bans protests at California Capitol against stay-at-home order. So there was protests in the state capitol in California on Monday, where demonstrators defied Governor Gavin Newsom's orders banning large gatherings. The California Highway Patrol says it will no longer issue permits for events at any state properties, including the capitol. Quote, permits are issued to provide safe environments for demonstrators to express their views, the CHP said in a statement. In this case, the permit for the convoy was issued with the understanding that the protest would be conducted in a manner consistent with the state's public health guidance. That is not what occurred, and CHP will take this experience into account when considering permits for this or any other group. Monday's protests, which mirrored others that...
If you need a permit to peaceably assemble... then you don't have the right to peaceably assemble. And people need to remember that, right? Like, this is really important. I get if you're walking down the street with a whole bunch of your friends and then you want to have a, you might want to have a permit to shut down the street ahead of time. I'm getting that part. If a million people want to march on Washington, maybe we need to let them know ahead of time so we can shut down some streets and get there. I get it. But
letting them know ahead of time isn't the same thing as, you know, asking their permission. It's like, hey, we're coming, and you should probably be prepared to deal with that.
If you want to stand on the state house lawn and give a finger to the politicians who've been telling you you're not allowed to leave your house, that still is peaceably assembling.
How many times last week did we do that?
And it should be completely legal. And any organization that claims that you need a permit to do that is, sorry about this, Chips, a tyrannical organization.
Well, their issue isn't even that how many people are there. They just be as they list people are standing shoulder to shoulder. So their issue is not that. Well, I mean that their stated issue is that people weren't following the social distancing guidelines.
Well, they're guidelines.
22 to 55 times as many people in Los Angeles have COVID-19 as is being reported currently.
Yeah.
Just letting folks know. You know, stand shoulder to shoulder. Apparently it's not making a difference because, you know, I don't know. These numbers don't seem to be making a difference.
So they actually had a protest Monday. That's surprisingly, that's surprising coming out of California.
Well, I figure if there's that many people there, right, there's like dozens of millions of people, so you're bound to have at least a few people who are, or at least some sort of proportion of people who are going to be against it. I mean, what, New Hampshire has like a very small fraction of a population California has, and we had a pretty decent turnout. Like, I've seen numbers from like between 250 to 450 at this, in Concord on Saturday. Austin, Texas had a similar turnout. So I think even in these terrain, I mean, I guess, yeah, it is good news that even in these, you know, tyranny communist states, there were still quite a few people who refused to just totally buy this this hysteria.
We didn't have very many people Monday actually come out, but the response that we got was overwhelmingly positive. I mean, we did have a few people, you know, give us the bird, but that was rare. Most people were very, very friendly, very supportive. So,
well, I don't
have
any
all lost.
Particular desire to go hanging out with a whole bunch of people on the State House lawn. However,
why not?
I just don't want to do it.
Okay.
But I will say,
are you scared of COVID?
You know, like, I was scared of viruses before COVID. So it's not really fair to sort of paint me as, you know, this person who's scared of COVID. I've been.
Well, you are carrying hand sanitizer now.
I was carrying hand sanitizer before, too.
Were you?
I wasn't carrying wipes.
Okay.
But I think I'm gonna. Why not? They're great. Don't take up that much space either. So.
Were you hesitant to hand people USB flash drives before COVID?
No. No. Now, I'm playing that up. You were talking about before that ahead of time. But, you know, I.
You did sanitize afterward.
I cheer a little bit inside every time I watch. Iron Man, and he talks about, he tells Agent Coulson he doesn't like it when people hand him things. And I don't. I don't like it when people hand me things. I prefer not to have your things, whatever they are. I don't want to hand, you don't give them to me. I have people for that.
So do you, when you go to a store, do you put the money there on the counter? Like, here's your money, filthy peasant?
No, I give them their money, and then I use hand sanitizer when I leave.
Okay, so this is just your regular patterns of behavior.
Yes. Yeah, it is. Psychotic. You can ask Ian. He's gone to conventions with me. People walk away after I shake, after I've forgotten and shake their hands. So I've using my hand sanitizer and just kind of clean it up. I don't make a big deal about it. I just, you know, yeah. I don't want to get. I've been on too many airplanes, gotten too sick from too many conventions. I'm sick of it. Sick and tired of some person over there didn't wash their hands enough and gave me whatever the croup was, this plague that they've been carrying around, and now I've got to suffer for 3 or 4 days afterwards. I mean, yeah, I hate it.
I mean, it sounds like
funny.
A better solution would just be to not go.
I feel like I have to go for conventions.
Okay. So your solution is to basically treat
keep
them
my
like
hands,
walking germs.
Well, keep my hands sanitized as best I can.
Okay.
Well, what sort of state do you keep your immune system in? I mean, are you taking like vitamin D supplements? Are you taking like make sure you have adequate vitamin C, zinc? Because, you know, immune system is immune response is like that's the majority of where the battle takes place, right? You know, you're gonna get some sort of germ or virus in you eventually.
Sure.
No matter how often you wash your hands. So how are you keeping your immune system, Mark?
I take a small handful of pills every single day, including three.
Is that the better nature thing or whatever they are?
Nature's balance
yeah,
of nature. You know, I haven't gotten anyone from them for a while. Those aren't vitamins. That's food in a capsule.
Well, it's a supplement, right?
Yeah.
To help you get your fruits and vegetables intake without actually having to eat fruits and vegetables, presumably. 855-450-3733.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump says it's good to see some states are starting to slowly open up during the coronavirus test briefing.
It's been encouraging to watch states begin to open up, and it really has been. It's a beautiful thing to see. As restrictions are lifted, we must maintain vigilance and continue practicing social distancing. I encourage governors to follow a careful, phased approach, and I want to remind all Americans to adhere to our guidelines. Very important. The governors are going to adhere, hopefully, or they're going to do what they think is best. I want them to do what they think is best, but ideally they'll adhere.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he wants to take a pause and wait for senators to return to Washington before considering a fourth phase to the coronavirus funding package. Congress is set to vote on phase three on Thursday. This is USA Radio News. The nation's top diplomat continues to point a finger at China when it comes to how badly the coronavirus has spread. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is saying that China's government did not reveal the full extent of the initial coronavirus outbreak in a timely fashion.
It covered up how dangerous the disease is. It didn't report sustained human-to-human transmission for a month. It censored those who tried to warn the world.
Pompeo says China had a responsibility to immediately issue a thorough and candid alert to the UN's World Health Organization. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump is marking the 50th anniversary of Earth Day on Wednesday. The president and vice president and their wives spread some dirt on a tree that has been planted on the South Lawn. The president says his administration acted to protect priceless public lands and parks and noted that those areas will soon be reopened. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
And among the crazy things going on right now, the state of Missouri is suing China over the coronavirus pandemic. According to the Washington Post, it's just the latest conservative gambit. So, getting into the article here, Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt sued the Chinese government and the ruling Communist Party on Tuesday, making his state the first to seek damages from China over its appalling campaign of deceit, concealment, misfeasance, and inaction that he says unleashed the coronavirus pandemic. Strong words. The Chinese government lied...
I'm still stuck on misfeasance.
Yeah, I think they meant malfeasance.
Well, malfeasance would be bad. Misfeasance would be a lack of whatever the heck feasance are.
So I love the word
malfeasance. It's such an attorney word. I've never heard anyone who wasn't an attorney use it seriously.
I gotta find out what a feasance is.
I did look up misfeasance. It stands for a transgression, especially of a wrongful exercise of lawful authority.
Did you look up feasance?
Well, let me get into the etymology now on national radio, Mark.
It's defined as, feasance is defined as a legal term for how something is done or accomplished. An example of feasance is how well a person completed their community service. There you go.
Okay, whatever. The Chinese government...
So is it bonfeasance? Buenfeasance? Exactly, what would it be?
What, the antonym?
Like good feasance?
Yeah, the good feasance.
Just feasance, I guess.
Pro-feasance.
It's just, well, feasance is just the action, not a good action.
Okay. Are you sure?
How something is done or
if
accomplished.
If a misfeasance is negative, then feasance would be positive, right?
I don't think so.
Why are we discussing this?
Because feasance is a fun word.
Malfeasance is a fun word. Like,
right.
The first time I ever saw an attorney use it was in dealing with this company. He was like, there has been a serious malfeasance here, writing to this other company. I was just like, that is the most attorney statement I've ever read. And then we hear misfeasance.
Nonfeasance.
Are you looking up various prefixes that can go
along
with it?
I'm doing my best here. I'm flying by the seat of my pants on the feasances.
The Chinese government lied to the world about the danger and contagious nature of COVID-19, silenced whistleblowers, and did little to stop the spread of the virus, Schmidt said in a statement announcing the lawsuit. They must be held accountable for their actions. Surely likely to end well. I can't imagine the Chinese government would even show up for this, right?
Well,
how would this even work?
Well, there are world courts.
There's the world court, yeah.
But there's also sovereignty, too. So I think that when, because I saw this on the news, and the one example people have pointed to of it being, quote, successful was with Iran, where I think the world court, or whatever court body that they went through, did rule against Iran. But, you know, I mean, what does Iran have to lose, right? I mean, they don't have to do anything. There's no, like, UN world court army that's going to enforce any sort of ruling.
Well, thank goodness for that.
What I really love about nations is that nations can take nations to court, and then nations don't respond to the rulings of court. It's like a bunch of hobos fighting each other over a pork chop. I mean, it's amazing. These people have no responsibility for their actions. So I would ask this. If Missouri is a legitimate geopolitical designation, and it is, if it is a sovereign territory, and it is, if China fits that definition,
and it does,
why should they not be able to take China to world court and say, hey, y'all lied about what was going on with Corona, and as a result, we reacted completely differently than we would had you told the truth. And so...
I don't believe that for a moment. They can make the claim.
The claim has been made. If you have a lie and damages, you've got some kind of fraud claim, right? And then there should be a ruling by the court. So I'm for this. Why not?
Well, I got to say, even worse than just lying, like, part of the, you know, the evidence towards China behaving maliciously with this was that they shut down internal domestic travel from Wuhan while still allowing international flights in. So if you're in China, you can't go to Wuhan from Beijing or go from Wuhan to Beijing. Because, you know, it's quarantined, they stopped those flights. But you could go from L.A., Vancouver, you know, anywhere else in the world to Wuhan and then back. So for me, I think, you know, if they shut down one but not the other, then, yeah, for me that's incredibly suspicious, or very suspect, rather, beyond suspicious.
Well, perhaps they thought that, you know, quarantining Wuhan or shutting down Wuhan was a sufficient solution.
Well, but they're still letting people from other countries come in and then go out.
Come into China, right?
Yeah, it was into Wuhan.
They were letting people go into Wuhan and then not leave?
People would leave. So they're allowing international flights into Wuhan while domestic flights weren't allowed in Wuhan.
Have you been lied to by the United States government concerning this corona thing?
I'm sure.
Well,
everything the state says is a lie.
That's a bias, not a statement of fact, right? Like, to the best of our knowledge, everything that these people, who are generally considered liars and thieves, have said has been true to the best of their knowledge under these circumstances, right?
I don't believe that.
They may be incorrect or incorrect, but Like, I don't believe that about China and their information surrounding corona. I believe we're talking about a cover-up on a variety of things going on. I don't know.
But you don't think that's true of the American government?
Well, no, I don't think so. I don't.
Is it because they're white and the Chinese ones aren't?
Well, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Just nationalist tendencies
no.
in general.
Do you think that the numbers are being pushed down, pushed up? I don't see the United States government as having any, especially Donald Trump at this point, who's on the record as saying this is a hoax, and now has to sort of walk that back as being the kind of, you know, there's no benefit to him to push the numbers up, right?
There's benefit to him to push the numbers down.
Okay. He's not getting to. Fauci's not letting him.
Why do you trust Fauci?
I'm just saying, there are different...
I'm trying to figure out why you trust the American government more than the Chinese government.
Thank you for helping me come to a conclusion. The reason is that you have two groups here that are fighting each other.
Our government and their government.
No, the Democrats and the Republicans.
Government. Okay.
Fighting over the ring of power, as they do. And because we have, you know, these two groups hopefully holding each other responsible to some level. I'm not saying I want to sleep with my wallet, on the bedside table with these politicians around or anything. I don't trust them, but I am saying that, no, I don't think they're overtly lying because the other side would catch them in the lie and then dance around doing a party dance with the lie. Whereas with China...
What Trump is literally doing, though...
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you said that he said it was a hoax, and now he's having to dance around and backpedal that.
Right.
I don't think he said it was a hoax. I thought he compared it to the flu.
Right. Well, he did compare it to the flu.
Yes.
And
which now turns out it looks like he was right.
As far as the death count goes, it's looking very similar to the flu. And I think that you can make the statement that this is just the flu, and it'd still be a bad case of the flu. So if the flu averages at 35,000 deaths per year, and this has 80,000 deaths or whatever, then obviously there's been a lockdown in between, so you really can't say how many deaths there would have been. But that's kind of the problem, is you can't take away people's freedom and then declare yourself righteous at the same time, right? Like, we don't know how many deaths there would have been had the lockdown not occurred. And I don't think the lockdown would have occurred, this is just a guess on my part, had China been more clear about the numbers. If China had said something to the effect of, whoa, weird things are happening over here, instead of acting like, well, everything that goes on in China is the responsibility of the Communist Party, so we got to make sure that it looks like everything's great here, you know.
I tend to think the lockdowns would have happened sooner, and immigration would have been shut down sooner if China had been, quote, honest. I mean, in what manner were they dishonest?
I don't think shutting down immigration is the worst thing that they could have done.
What do you think? 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
And you know, we've been talking about these little things called protests and this right to assembly thing. But Vox, that's V-O-X, is very, very upset with us. And we don't exist anymore. They have so declared it to be true.
Well, what do you mean by us? Mark, how many protests have you gone to so far? Not including ones that you said you would go to, but forgot.
I'm not sure. I'm not a big fan of protests generally, but yeah, I went to, there was one on Central Square where y'all were hanging out for social Sundays.
I don't know if protest is the right word for that.
I wouldn't call that either.
It's just going about our lives as normal.
And nightcaps,
you're trying, doing your best to go about your life as normal.
Nightcaps are us just behaving as we normally do in our degenerate manner, just in public, right? We're just public acts of degeneracy. I wouldn't say that's too much of a protest. At least, you know, after the first time the cops didn't show up.
Here I am trying to act generately.
Generately.
So if you've watched Fox News recently, you might think there's a small revolution afoot in Red America. A series of anti-social distancing rallies have popped up across the country in Michigan, Wisconsin, Texas, New Hampshire. They didn't mention that one, but I'm going to, and elsewhere. As my colleague Jane Costa noted, it harks back to the Tea Party craze in 2009 when well-funded right-leaning groups lit a fire under an already outraged Republican base and helped to ignite a political movement.
Oh, this is the old astroturfing claim, right? Everything that the other side does is a bunch of BS. We're the only side that really has real Americans that really want things. So, you know, all these people who are out there protesting, none of their voices matter because, well, there's people with money behind it or something.
Sure.
This is done by both sides.
That's why they said elsewhere, because if they listed any other state like New Hampshire, which at this point is a purple state, California, you know, any of these other states where you have protests, it would immediately torpedo the headline and draw argument, you know, Red America.
Oh, that's an excellent point. Yeah. So the Tea Party was never representative of the country, but it was at least...
Tea Party wasn't supposed to be representative of the country. The Tea Party never said, we're the country. What the Tea Party said was, we're sick and tired of the taxation coming out of Washington, D.C. That's why they called it the Tea Party. And we, you know, we think government's inefficient and they're not being held responsible. We want some people in there that are going to stand for our values. And they got it. They got a few, you know? I mean, this Massey guy,
Grand Paul. Until they got taken over by Michelle Bachmann.
Right. And then the Tea Party did get turned at one point. But it started out as sort of a Ron Paul thing.
Ron Paul founded it.
Yeah, and the Tea Party were the same, you know, sort of the same thing. And then it was like, you know, at some point or another, and they're like, yeah, we want lower taxes and get rid of the Mexicans, right? Like, then it kind of twisted off and, you know, torqued and went into a different direction.
You know, crazy Uncle Ron always talking about the unsustainability of multiple wars.
Yeah.
So that's just not true of these anti-lockdown protests, which also are not claiming to be representative of the country. I'm not claiming to be representative of anyone but myself.
What I see a lot of people who are talking about this sort of let's stay at home kind of nonsense thing is people that have their livelihoods taken care of. Now, they may not be rich, but they're handled, as it were. Either they get a government check, of some sort. They've got a spouse who's, you know, handled whatever the situation is.
Or a politician or in the media.
Whatever the case may be, they're okay. Now look, well, I'm a guy who stays home all day. I do, and I'd always and I'd have for months, years stayed at home. I don't have to go out to work.
Isn't it the case right now, though, that such people who are put out of work because of this are making more money?
Some people are making more money. Some people aren't.
Aren't they getting like an extra $600 per week or something from unemployment?
There is more, but some people can't get their unemployment for a variety of reasons.
And some dead people are getting unemployment.
But you love government. Astonishingly, as Vox's Laura McGann argued, Americans are most united in their willingness to social distance, Republicans included. Presumably that doesn't include libertarians, though. But even libertarians are strongly leaning toward this whole, oh no, we have to listen to the government thing, except they're not saying that. They're saying we have to listen to medical professionals who, by sheer coincidence, have allied themselves with the state.
Well, okay, so medical professionals are going to give you the safest advice they can give you.
They're going to give you the advice that keeps them employed and getting benefits from the state.
That's what
intellectuals have always done.
If the medical, why in the world wouldn't they just go ahead and say, don't worry about anything and go out and French kiss everybody and get sick and then come on in here?
Because it doesn't benefit the state for them to do that.
All right.
They get their money from the state, far more of their money from the state than they do from ordinary people.
I think we know how viruses work.
Sure.
And we don't need medical professionals to tell us, right? Like, viruses, you can get sick by going up there. Let me backtrack a little. The dirtiest thing you're going to come in contact with today is a human being or came from a human being. And by dirty, I don't mean gritty little rocks that have been worn away by water. I mean filth, things that's going to get you sick. That stuff, whether it's the human being or the product of a human being, that stuff's what's dangerous. That stuff's what's ultimately going to kill you in all likelihood, or your terrible diet or your cigarettes.
Yeah.
No, I didn't mean you specifically. One's terrible diet or one's cigarette.
I figured that after that gargantuan burger you ate earlier.
Yeah, God, it's so good.
Remember that little discussion we had about you not criticizing my vices while you eat that portable heart attack?
I don't really recall you talking about your vices, but I mean, every time I see you smoking outside the studio, I feel so bad
about
for
my
you.
Vices.
You're talking about portable heart attack. You got a, what was it, a big gulp of Monster there.
Oh, yeah. I don't criticize people for their own things.
You don't intend to live past 50 either.
I don't.
Okay.
And to help ensure that happens in 3.5 minutes, I'm going to go outside and have one of those delicious cigarettes.
I know you are.
So the impression you get watching some of the coverage on Fox News suggests that we're witnessing a popular revolt against draconian public health measures. But if this isn't some spontaneous popular uprising, what is it? Is it even a real protest? And who's behind it? I've seen people suggesting that the Koch brothers are behind, you know, these protests. I'm like,
one
I
of
have
them's
not
dead.
I have, well, a, whichever one isn't dead, then.
Koch Foundation.
Yeah. Okay. I would appreciate my check from the Koch Foundation. I've gotten my government check, but not one from the, you know, the stimulus check.
How'd you get a check? Why don't I get a check?
Well, yeah, I work a real job now that automatically takes payroll taxes.
Are you claiming I don't
out.
Have a real job?
Well, this one automatically takes out payroll taxes.
Okay.
So in order to get that money back so that the state wouldn't keep it, I actually filed my taxes this year.
Oh.
And by sheer coincidence, several months later, the government was like, oh, yeah, you filed your taxes. Here's a $1,200 check.
Sweet.
I guess.
Well, don't you have to? I heard that next year, whenever things go back to, quote, normal, they're going to withhold that $1,200 from your
I don't see any evidence of that.
Well, I hear people talking about it. That's why I'm asking. I don't know if you heard anything, Ari, about that.
No.
Most people don't pay in that much. So, I mean, that would be withholding several years' worth of tax refunds. And if they want to really make America angry, that would be the way to do it.
Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah, I don't think they're going to do that. No. I think this is just free money. And
well,
frankly,
free is relative.
Okay. How is it not?
Well, it comes with an inflation cost, at the very least. It comes with a boot on your neck.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. What's the boot on my neck from the check?
Well, you didn't get a check, did you? It's a bribe, is what it is.
What do you mean, though? Who's
it
bribing and what? And
it's
what's
bribing
the
American people to support the government, to stay at home.
Okay.
To listen to the government.
Most of the, you know, people who are getting the check aren't going to change who they're going to vote for.
I don't know, man. Trump just gave every single American, well, not every single American, but a lot of Americans, $1,200.
The Democrats, while they were busy trying to impeach him, gave him every opportunity to step right in and do this.
I know they did.
It's as though they don't understand how the playbook works.
And what I'm suggesting is that probably did change a few people's minds about Donald Trump.
Oh yeah, I was on Black Twitter, which is just a, you know, Twitter where a lot of African American users are, and oh my God, all the pro Trump memes, all people saying that Trump is for daddy. A lot of people, I mean, at least from what I saw on Twitter, obviously Twitter doesn't represent the whole country, but there's a lot more goodwill towards Trump than normal, at least when the checks were first sent out.
Yeah, I don't know if it will last. But at the very least, I imagine a lot of people
send out another check in October.
Right. I mean, at what point does this become buying votes?
As long as it's not his money, it's not buying votes, right?
I guess so. But, I'm not a fan of it, though.
Oh, no, it's awful.
They've already been buying votes for years, for decades now.
Right, chicken in every pot. You've heard it before.
They're just less creative.
And now they're talking about $2,000 per month. 855-450-3733.
We have a 12-year-old German Shepherd named Sophie, and she became overweight, stinky, greasy coat, and lifeless almost. Then about 4 years ago, we found out she had several vertebrae fused together. She was unable to walk. The vet told us Sophie was going to have to be euthanized. I thought, I've got to do something.
DinoVite.com.
I remember Sophie starting the DinoVite, and she from day one has loved it. She is no longer stinky. She is full of life. DinoVite heals Sophie.
DinoVite is nutrition.
I truly recommend that people not wait until the vet recommends euthanasia. You have to get them on DinoVite right away while they're healthy.
DinoVite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Do
the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.